So just take motion now.
Motion to come out of a closed session.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Turn it back on now. Or do that wrong?
Yeah, it's kind of break it up. Yeah. It's working.
Okay. Item number six is sell the 2019 truck, Kenny.
We have a 2019 Ford F-250. Not a 150. That we need to disperse of. Blue books for 28,860 to 32,360. I know in the past some cities, Florida City, has bought one.
Correct.
I don't know if any of you are interested.
And what apps would you like us to take? Typically, we've used to do the auction thing. That didn't work. I ended up on KSL last year.
I would recommend that too. We went through that in the city and had a horrible experience of the auction. So,
and we did sell.
Yeah, is the way.
That's what we'll do then. This would get a couple.
Okay, so that way you can meet people.
Right.
Can you put a specific item or a number to it then?
Matt was thinking 31. How would we feel about that?
What's mileage?
91,000.
Diesel or gas?
Yes. Air condition. I mean, it's a work truck.
It is.
It's not totally beat, but it's
good shape. It's a pretty good shape. Prices are still way up.
So
I think that's good. Good area to be in.
Okay.
Want to put a minimum weight? Do it.
Yeah, you tell me whatever minimum you want me to take.
So. What was low? Was it an auction or did you?
Blue book. Yep. 28,860 to 32,360.
That's the trade value.
I think that's in the sellout, right? Private party sale.
It came out both ways. So we just printed this one, but the private party came out the same.
Oh, same.
So, yeah.
So that's 31. You go down to, what is that?
25. That can give me too much. Too many.
Too loose. That's a long way. I'm looking at your low crate.
Yeah, if it were me, I don't think I'd take much less than 28.5.
Yeah. Just knowing what they're at right now, they're holding their value pretty good.
Why don't we say 29? That work?
Works for me.
Okay. And if it doesn't work, we just redo it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need a motion on that, I guess?
And yeah. It involves money, so I'll make a motion that we approve the sale with the 2019 F-150. 250 for the set price that we discussed. You have the minutes on it, correct?
31,000.
29
laws. Oh, second. Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion carries. Item number 7 is minutes from our last meeting. A chance to peruse those. Comments, questions?
I didn't see anything, so I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for 27.6.
I'll second that.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 8 is check and register, also in your packet. Insurance there. And is this the last one to
go on? No, we'll have some more. That 6,600, that's the one we talked about thinking that out. The storm may have to think of a block for who knows how long. That's not a typical one. I don't know if you have any other questions on any of that.
So I didn't see anything on here for the Magnify. That comes.
Magnify's in there. It's 120187.
That up very Saturday, bro.
Okay. Questions? We have a motion.
Motion to approve the check register for April 2026.
Second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number nine, water shares update, Matt.
No, I haven't found anything else other than my grade. I haven't worked out what we discussed earlier, so I don't have much there for it.
Okay. Item number 10 is project update.
So we are filling the tank. Kenny started filling that Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Put a water in it. We've been filling it since about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock this morning. We're at about 250 gallons a minute. So we'll fill that up. We got to put, it'll hold 100,000 a foot. So we'll slowly fill that to look like that concrete hydrate, mitigate any leaks. We did have Zypex. It's a company that does waterproofing. We've had that in the concrete admixture already. They come out, they supply the product for no cost at all. It's kind of like their pilot deal. We put it on there. It's supposed to, we've seen a lot of cracks in the floor. So they put this, their new product out there. So there'll just be a little bit of labor time for Bowen, but the product was supply free. So hopefully this will help. Hopefully we don't have any leaks. I anticipate some, but I'll be surprised if we don't. So that's good. I think our Harrisville Road project's going quickly. It seems to be going well. I haven't heard any complaints so far. And then our 1700 job, hopefully we can get that all wrapped up and get that here down there.
Yeah, we're, Polson does not want to touch it until they're done
with the fantasies.
Yeah. They don't get along with
a ally. Okay.
So well, like a few of them don't.
Yeah.
But they're anticipating getting there in June.
Oh, good. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we got it.
Yeah. And thank you for pushing.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, yeah. Any questions on any of those projects?
With the tank, a suggestion that I have is before this new board came on, Weber County granted $1.5 million ARPA funds to this. I don't know how you feel about taking some pictures, maybe doing a presentation show from start to finish, just going and giving an update.
I think that'd be awesome.
I'd appreciate it, but also just to show future event opportunities come around that
Yeah, I want
to be over here or something like that.
Right. I do. Well, that's a great idea.
I can help so.
Yeah, because that money was pretty pivotal. It cost us a lot to excavate where the engineering had us put it. I mean, we had to remove over 120 foot over on the one side. So yeah, it's pretty pivotal.
Do you have a drone to do that with?
Yeah, don't.
We got one in our city if you want to.
That's cool. Yeah, just to show it.
So you got an
asset this project. Yes.
Let me know. I can help you with it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
You going to put that before wake call? Is that what you're thinking?
I was just saying the county commission at one of their work sessions, but
what was the grant again?
ARPA grants. And so the county gave quite a few grants. It went for like sewer water infrastructure. I know you went to have a big tank project, and I just think that appreciate that a lot.
I think it would be a feather in the commissioner's cap too to put it before WACOG to show that all the mayors, you know, because we have just limited contact, it seems like, with them. And I think it would be good for me, you know, if I'm not here seeing it, the other mayors see, oh, look what they've done. And I would imagine they'd be on board with it. They could.
I'll get them to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk to the machines about that.
Okay.
Item number 11 is water update. How's that info in your packet?
We're doing pretty good. We've actually used less water last month than we did the previous year. I think that we had those few storms that come in and that really helped temperature be a little bit lower.
Yeah.
It's going to get interesting. We turned on a well. We were basing this last Friday as well. So I think you're going to see it this start jumping up. You know, I think summer's here. I mean, it doesn't seem like that today, but we were using a lot of water last week. So I think we're sitting in good shape so far.
Okay.
I mean, you guys probably know us, but we don't. We did raise rates. When we in April, on the 9th or 10th, we sent out a citywide or a district wide alert letting everybody know we were in a severe D2 drought and that we enacted our drought rates to encourage conservation. That went out for the month of May, the usage in April. But people's rates, their rate structure is it's half 50% of what the rate is. So like 89 cents per 1,000 gallons, you have another 45 cents on top of that to come up with that how much it would be for 1,000 gallons. So just to
and it limits you to 6,000 gallons versus 7,000 gallons.
Right. And this also it's in effect for residential and commercial. It's in effect for everyone. We also reminded everybody in those alerts and that we sent out saying that there's a very limited amount of people that have Bonavista as their irrigation water. But if anybody else is violating that, they can potentially get $100 fine. We haven't had to do that yet. People have been great. I think that everybody is really cognizant of what's happening right now and doing their part. So with our intentions were seem to be working. So but just to have that, that there is that rate increase right now, and it will stay into effect until we go back down to moderate and out of severe.
Was this the rate structure that was passed the last time?
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't modified it at all. You know, it's an ounce or anything like that.
It's a percentage, so it's not an actual amount. It's just 50% of the increase of what is currently set.
Yeah, for each stage of the,
as long as we don't change the percentage of what it was before, because we passed public hearing.
Right. Yeah. No. It's off of the same resolution that were passed in the previous.
Percentage is the water volume, not the price for 1,000 gallons or
no. It is the price, but the tier change just from the first 7,000 being 89 cents to the first 6,000 instead of 7,000. So it hits that, you know, so it just goes to 6,000, but the rates are 50% more for each tier.
If you send me a copy of that.
Yes, and I have it on a web page for us. And if you go to our district page, it'll be an alert right there. You can click on it there. It's there, and then it's also in our rate page, and I listed it on field.
Yeah, I want to go forward. I'd like to put it on.
Sure, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People have it's like, there you go.
Yep.
Let's go look.
That's awesome. Yes.
Perfect.
That to you. Do you want me to just email it to you?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, I asked you, Sean.
No, it's good.
Well, it's not good for me.
Yeah.
Nope. Thank you, guys.
There's
I just can't thank everybody enough. Great work on getting together and taking care of. Hopefully, the other turns out good. Get a bear so we can see more.
Yeah.
So that's it.
There's human.
Thank you.
Airball.
Nothing for me. Thanks for all your work. Appreciate you.
I appreciate all of you. Thanks for letting me join virtually this time. I'll try to be there in person next time.
Anytime. Just one question. Do we have any service left in the Fairmont area, where that is east and south of where the old mine equipment was?
East and south.
On the east side of 1800. We're all down with all those.
Yes, areas. Sir.
There's a new development going in right there on that piece.
But that's
not us.
No, they have argued with me. They wanted us to take them. When we did have that, we had a contract with Ogden City that we would never service anything. It's the 1900 right there. But yes, you're right.
It's going to be not very sure.
It was high density town.
Yes, great town. Okay, that's all I have. Item number.
Can I say one thing,
Chairman? No.
Absolutely not. But I really want to thank, because I've taken some time off a lot, this a little bit, but I couldn't have done this without Kenny, Shauna, and Chris here. But I really appreciate these guys. They're great to take it on. I've been gone. They've been awesome. I've been felt secure.
So if they shoot today, maybe.
I know. If I went to
come on, I'll be here.
Yeah.
So
thank you, guys.
Yeah. Appreciate all your work. So, item 13, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor, say
aye.
Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I sent you.